3 years had passed since Lucas Truss was killed by a car bomb. I was convinced that he had faked his death, that parts of the body they found were really parts of Berkeley Bob. But the forensics evidence proved otherwise. It was Luke. I was no detective. It was like my girlfriend Annie kept telling me before she left me that I'd been reading too many cheap detective novels, especially the hard-boiled ones like Short Top Detroit. He was a character that lived inside of cheap paperbacks, but he didn't want to live inside books. He wanted to live inside me. Now I hear his voice in my head all the time. Annie said she might think about getting back with me.
If you started seeing a shrink.
I told her, I don't want to see no shrink.
Then don't call me.
Who goes to psychiatrists anymore? What are they called? Psychologists? Psychotherapists? Counselors? What do? You look in the yellow pages? I called Annie.
Look, I miss you. I really do.
Well then, so what are you going to do about it?
I'll see a shrink. But I don't know who to see. I don't have a clue.
Just using the word clue made her cringe. She knew of someone who had a good reputation. Marcia Robbins. I made an appointment.
You see that guy getting out of BMW?
At least Short Top had stopped pestering me about Luke's murder. Now all he did was tag along and make little comments just totally out of the blue.
And the woman getting out? The one with the long legs?
So?
They're having an affair.
Who cares?
Probably his wife. You see the way he can't keep his hands off her? He's getting reckless. This is a small town.
Short Top, do me a favor. Shut up. He did. But I could feel him pacing back and forth inside my head, stopping now and then to use my eyes, my ears, my nose, to check out what was going on.
Willie, my man!
What's up, Rick?
Hey. I'm thirsty. You say we stop at the Parting Glass for a drink.
No, I can't.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I gotta see the shrink this afternoon.
Ooh.
Annie, she insists.
Hey, let's get some coffee. Coffee. What's up, Willie? You still seeing Annie?
We're talking about getting back together again if I get cured.
Cured of what? Oh, you mean detective-itis?
Yeah.
Is Short Top still talking to you?
Not much.
Did you ever think about becoming a detective?
Never.
What about that wet t-shirt model then? Christy St. Santa Claus?
Christy St. Nichols.
Yeah. I'd like to find her under your tree. Shake my peaches, baby.
Peaches?
What happened to her anyway?
Who?
Boobs.
I have no idea.
And remember how she used to do that? There's
Rick,
big melon.
I don't want to relive this. Okay.
Okay. You miss Annie?
Yeah. I don't know.
So are you still hearing voices?
It's just one voice, a detective.
Are you worried about this?
Me? No. Annie is. She and Short Top never got along.
That's the name of the detective.
Short Top Detroit.
He doesn't like Annie?
I never said that.
He's never said so, but, well, Annie doesn't like the idea that I talk to a detective inside my head.
Ask her if she thinks you're crazy.
You think I'm crazy?
Probably not. Everybody has voices inside of them. Some of them are really true. Some of them are not. Some of them might disguise themselves in different ways, but have something very interesting to say. The problem is that people who are disturbed by their voices get tranced out, and then they do things that they don't remember. And when they come back, they feel very disconnected from themselves. Does that happen to you?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember.
Well, I don't think it's harmful.
You don't?
No, and it could be interesting to pay attention to what it has to tell you.
What do you mean?
Well, as I said, sometimes our voices give us good insight. They are connected to a real part of ourselves, even if they take a disguise, like a detective. So don't give it too much power, but pay attention.
Okay, I see.
Have any other questions?
What about Annie?
I don't think Annie's going to accept this. I mean, what do I tell her?
What do you want to tell her?
Well, she's not going to like it when I tell her that you said my
hearing. Did you hear what I said? What do you want to tell her?
And that was my session. I mean, there was more to it, but that's the gist. Maybe it's because I was about 3 minutes shy of being blown up in the car along with Luke that I've been thinking I should be enjoying life. If Luke hadn't left me standing there on the bridge, I would have been blown up along with him.
People get away with murder all the time.
Hello?
It's me, Shades.
Shades?
Long time no hear.
What's up?
You know those two big pussies I've been taking care of?
You've been taking care of two big pussies?
Yeah, you know, the fat cats Luke left me.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. What's their names?
Sylvester and Tweety Bird.
That's right, yeah.
Man, they're fat, but they're fine.
Oh, that's good.
I gotta go away for a few days.
You want me to look in on them?
My niece was supposed to do that, but she's not here.
Well, I'll come by tonight. You can show me what to do.
I'm leaving this afternoon. I can't leave those cats alone, not for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, my brother's sick. He's in Chicago.
Wow. You flying out?
I'm taking the train. Peaches is supposed to be here.
Peaches?
And don't call her that. Her name is Celia.
Oh, Celia. Celia's your niece.
Yeah, can you help me, Willie?
Yeah, sure. I'm coming right over.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, Kate. So, Celia, does she live around here?
No, she lives in the city.
She driving up from New York?
You know, she was taking the train. That was to pick her up, but she never got off.
And you called her?
I got her on the answer machine.
Maybe she'll catch the next train.
Someone has to stay with these cats.
Where are the pussies?
They're in the backyard. Come on, I'll show you.
Those are two fat pussies, all right.
Yeah, the vet told me to put them on a diet.
What do? They weigh about 50 pounds each.
No, man, that's not fat.
Huh? Can you pick both of them up at the same time?
Not with my bag.
You want me to take the cats to my place?
I was hoping you could stay here.
Overnight?
Until Celia gets here. You
think she's coming?
She's just having a hard time.
Well, look, you got to catch a train. Give me the key to the place, show me where the food is, and I'll look after them.
You'll stay here?
Every night.
Overnight?
Overnight.
Thanks, Willie.
Okay, which one is Sylvester?
This one. Talk to him before you pick him up, or you scratch him.
You will.
This one's Tweety Bird. She likes to be carried around.
She does. Hey. Hey, Tweety Bird.
Yeah, here you go.
Whoa. You are one fat pussycat.
Yeah, she likes you.
Yeah, this is a pretty fancy collar.
It came with the cat.
You need a ride to the train station.
I can call a cab.
No, come on, I'll take you. I took Shades to the train station. He was nervous. I had the feeling he wanted to get out of town in a hurry. Oh, man, this suitcase is heavy. What's in it?
Jazz records.
LP?
Yeah, some 78s. I don't like those CDs.
I don't blame you. I saw Shades off and went back to his apartment. The phone was ringing. Hello?
Who's this?
It's Willie. I'm house-sitting for Shades. Hello? Is this Celia?
Who are you?
I'm a friend of Shade's. He asked me to look after his cats until you got here.
Is he there?
No, he's on his way to Chicago.
He's going to meet me at the station. I don't know where he lives.
Where are you now?
In Albany. I had to change trains.
Well, I'll pick you up at the Saratoga station, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The Saratoga train station is on the edge of town down a dirt road. You have to drive through woods. It was kind of dingy. Slightly depressing. I've seen pictures of the original train station. It used to be right in the center of town. It was a big, beautiful Victorian train station that, like most other beautiful things, was torn down. The tracks were moved out of town and, well, that's progress. I stood there watching people get off. I forgot to ask what she looked like. I figured I'd wait to see who was left standing there. But people started boarding the train, and finally up went the steps, the doors closed, and the train went chugging off. Well, they're diesels. They don't really chug. The engine just sort of drives off, and the cars just tag along behind it,